Though John O'Brien died on the Boulevard of Criers, he took the city forces with him to the other side. The rebels overran a defenseless parliament, but then turned on each other, so no government now stands on Criers Boulevard that day. There were some who walked away after Constance sang. They dropped their guns, though why no one can say. They left the city yet, no one's quite sure where they went, but some say they hear bells ringing in the mountains to the west. Constance fought and fought until one day they changed the laws regarding women in the district where the upper classes flock. Then she and Thomas left, but no one's quite sure where they went, but they were last seen headed to the mountains in the west. Still stands, but it's broken, fractured, and it's a district's function independently as best they can. There's checkpoints in between, they eye each other warily, but for the time, despite all of this tension, there's peace. The voodoo punks, my friends, are resurfacing again, though who can say if this is good or bad for New Albion? The city must unite, it cannot stand with such divide, but we leave discussion of this point for another time. And so again we bid adieu to our players and to you. Same old channel, same old hour, be sure to next time tune. And now we say good day, the future's always on its way, and thus we end our passion play as it's played today.